This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The truth of your world government has now been exposed. We know you are ruthless. We know you are evil. Today, the Rockefeller, to the Rothschild representatives here, to the Queen of the Netherlands, to all of you, we tell you, you are not our queens. You are not our kings. You are not our gods. We do not belong to you. We are not your slaves. We stand as free humans that stood since the beginning of time against the strong men, against the thugs, against the bullies. We will defeat your world government. We will defeat world taxation. We will defeat your control grid. God is on our side. I stand before the Creator of the universe, and I ask the Creator of the universe, as our founding fathers did in 1776, to lead, guide, and direct us, and to give us the power and the foresight and the understanding and the will to stand against your entire agenda, including your final plan of world population reduction of 80% that Henry Kissinger penned in 1973. Why do you put mercury in the vaccines? Stannous sodium fluoride in the water? Why? Why do you put cancer viruses in the vaccines? Why have you used depleted uranium now in four separate nations? You're arrogant. You have the sickness that elites have had throughout history in their literal and, in some cases, figurative ivory towers. You believe that you're invincible. You will and you are failing now. Your new world order will fall. Humanity will defeat you. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Bilderberg is an elite organization, and the way it works, the protocol of the meetings is the staff, after they're vetted out, they're told exactly how they're supposed to behave themselves, meaning that they can never address the attendees, they can never speak to them unless they're spoken to first, they can never look them in the eye. They have to approach them from the right side, the people who are right-handed, and from the left side, the people who are left-handed. They can never look them straight on, and needless to say, all the information that is being spoken and during the conferences is under no circumstances allowed to come out. That's what they're told. They're threatened with not being able to find another job anywhere in the sector if they reveal any information to the press.
Richard Holbrooke?
Yeah. Ambassador Richard Holbrooke thought the peasantry wouldn't recognize him if he took a stroll off the grounds of Brook Street. Holbrooke cackled when I told him that we were not his slaves.
Holbrooke, we're not your slaves, Holbrooke! We're not your slaves! Holbrooke, we don't belong to you! We're not your property!
Get back on the sidewalk!
We're free humanity!
Yeah, there he goes. Coward. They love it. They love it.
Okay, we're going to be going around the back here, guys.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
There are several rings of security service. The American delegation at every Bilderberg meeting is usually protected by the CIA and a special division of the U.S. Army. The British delegation is protected by the MI6. The Israelis usually are protected by the Mossad. the Ottawa police, in this case, working for the security, they have very little, actually they don't have any information at all on what the meeting is about. They don't even know who the Bilderbergs are. Then there's an elite private firm protecting the perimeter, doing all the dirty work, such as shooting all the photographers and bothering the...
This is all from the film Endgame, free online. All right, back with your calls.
Ladies and gentlemen, a very exciting development has just taken place. I want to encourage you all to go to InfoWarsStore.com and check it out for yourself because it is a very strong, high-quality formula. Down-and-out sleep support, liquid, is very fast-acting, taken out of the tongue. It's got a very good dose of melatonin, passion flower, valerian root extract, lemon balm, and German chamomile. All of these compounds are documented on record to help give you deeper, cleaner, healthier sleep. And that is one of the biggest game changers out there with all the stress we have in this world. And we've got some other great sleep aids as well, and they're excellent. They're all different formulas. But this one is particularly the strongest one we have. So Down and Out, sold out for more than 5 months, is now back available at InfoWarsStore.com. So get better, deeper rest, boost your immune system, and support the InfoWar with Down and Out Sleep Support at InfoWarsStore.
Humanity is on the edge of a cliff. I shot this morning at sunrise over the 360 bridge in Austin, Texas. Your calls are coming in a moment. Cities are amazing things. Art, culture, incredible selection of food and medicine, entertainment. And the globalists at the United Nations constantly brag that the mega cities of the future, Austin being one of them, will be the control grids that take over all the countryside and rural areas and will be used to train people to live in a high-tech technocracy that makes the current communist Chinese social credit score look tame in comparison. That's why in this revolution, we've got to not just have the information, we've not just got to keep our immune systems up, we've got to warn others about the New World Order, and all of us need to work with friends and family to get pieces of rural property and get back to the land, even if it's only part-time, to learn how to become self-sufficient. Because in the future, you're going to watch those under the control of the globalist and the social credit score. You're going to watch those who are caught in the trap of the universal basic income being forced to take injections, being forced to be sterilized, being forced in many cases to even be part of government-sponsored euthanasia. Canada is the model. This is a control grid. This is a vice they're putting us in. Everybody should go online and find my film. It's free. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, made in 2007, with all their documents predicting what would be here by the year 2023. And it's already here because it's their battle plan. It's their program.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government. Once free nations are slaves to the will of a tiny elite, the dawn of a new dark age is upon mankind. Countries are a thing of the past. Every form of independence is under attack, with the family and even the individual itself nearing extinction. Close to 80% of the Earth's population has been eliminated. The remnants of a once free humanity are forced to live within highly controlled, compact, prison-like cities. Travel is highly restricted. Superhighways connect the megacities and keep the population from entering into unauthorized zones. No human activity is private. AI supercomputers chronicle and categorize every action. A prison planet dominated by a ruthless gang of control freaks whose power can never be challenged. This is the vision of the global elite, their goal.
The bad news is these people mean business and are mass murdering mad scientists. The good news is we have their blueprint, we have the Death Star plans, and we know how to bring them down. That city is a UN-controlled stronghold. That is a test grid for the systems they're putting in. Not just the 5G, but the surveillance, the tracker chips from all the cars, the kill switches, the robots, the drones, all of it is being emitted. The globalists are taking control of the evolutionary process of humanity. They're playing God and treating us like Benjamin Netanyahu said a month ago on Jordan Peterson's show as lab rats. He said the entire Israeli population are lab rats, not just for their COVID injections, but for future tests of mRNA.
So Israel became, if you will, the lab for Pfizer. And that's how we did it. We got out and we gave the information to the world, not only been published in medical magazines and so on. I intend to bring on that base, database of medical, personal medical records for entire population, a genetic database, genomes, okay? Now let pharma companies, let medical companies, let them run algorithms on this database, okay? But you can create, a biotechnological industry that is unheard of right now. Unheard of. Unimagined even.
Think about that. That's what Israel's become. That's what Singapore's become. That's what the UK's become. That's what Germany's become. That's what China is the model of, ladies and gentlemen. And we have to come together and realize this and not let them continue to push humanity over the edge of the cliff. InfoWars is the very front line of this fight, the very tip of the spear. And I salute and thank you for your past support. But now more than ever, realize we need your support and your word of mouth. The public is ready to hear the truth. We've won major battles, but the war has not been won yet. Please spread the word about the broadcast and go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products today that boost your immune system and empower your life while also keeping InfoWars on the air a true 360 win. Like a rock thrown into a pond, your actions, even though they may seem little, have a massive ripple effect throughout time and space. We're actually winning the InfoWar. And when you realize that Van.Dot Video has hundreds and hundreds of censored directors and investigative journalists and talk show hosts whose information is beyond incredible. Hundreds of medical doctors and scientists, all of them right now telling the truth at Van.Dot Video. Millions of people a day visiting Van.Dot Video. But you can take that information and cause a bigger ripple effect, an amplifying effect, and make sure it gets out to your friends, your family, your neighbors, and perfect strangers. You are the modern Paul Revere's. You are what takes our information and amplifies it. When you decide to take action, we as a species and as a race are invincible. So I thank you all for your past action, and I challenge you to redouble your efforts now because humanity and the children are counting on you.
All right, let's jam in some calls here before the guest host takes over. Bart in Texas and then Bart in Georgia. Bart, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, you're doing great work. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
So in that Yuval Harari clip, he is such a vacuous idiot, speaking nothing but drivel. And there's two things in particular he said that I really never hear too often. Number one, he said in the metaverse, the biology is different. But we all know there's no organic biology in the metaverse. I mean, you can call it digital biology, but it's not biology. So
it's a lie.
It's a lie. It's a joke. Anybody that's not listening carefully, you know, is just going to get in a trance. And number two, you know, they may be able to download our memories, given technology now. They may be able to download our memories into the metaverse, but they're not going to be able to get my consciousness there. Nobody ever talks about the fact that it's going to be impossible to transfer life or consciousness into the metaverse, and you're an idiot if you think that you can live there.
Wow, continue.
That's pretty much it. Those are the two points I wanted to hit. It's just, you just listen to him carefully.
And he knows it's a fraud. He wants you to give his will over to him.
Well, but you got to listen super carefully to parse it and realize that it's if you look closely, it doesn't make sense. It's just crap or lies, as you call it.
Well, he wants you to give your biology over to them and forget you have it while they're controlling it. Great points. Thank you so much, sir. Amazing. Bart in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, gentlemen, take out your earphones. I'm going to do the Alex Jones battle scream.
Yeah, all right.
Now, Alex, I want to talk about how my new Corvette started up by itself this morning. I went in the garage and started talking to me. It said, come on, Bart, let's go get laid and get drunk. And I said, no, sir, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. There's people and there's children going to school. And the car took off, and without me, Robert Barnes, help!
You're funny. What else is on your mind, Bart?
I want Bill Gates arrested right now. That's all I have to say. And I just spent the last hour in a convenience store hollering at some guy that doesn't speak English. Marlboros! Marlboros! Over.
God bless you, brother. All right, I'm sorry to Carlos, I'm sorry to Nancy, and I'm sorry to Steve. But I'm going to take a lot of calls tomorrow, so if you give us your name and number, we will call you. Don't forget, John, just taking the calls. I will take up 2 hours of calls tomorrow, but I need you to give me your number. I'll call you back. So I apologize for that. Our special guest host from Australia is about to take over. You can check out her website at zmedia.com. That's three Z's, three E's, Z-E-E-E-E-Z-E-E-E-Media.com. Maria Z is about to take over. Then in about 45 minutes, Owen, the Cuck Destroyer Schroyer, will take over with the War Room. A lot of big guests this week. A lot of huge news coming up. A lot of big developments. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. I'm very, very blessed to be here. Very thankful for the crew. Very thankful for all of you and what you've done to keep us on air. And this is an adventure. This is an incredible time to be alive, and I love you all so much. And, yes, I want to take calls. So I've already done this some, but more and more I'm going to do special shows at night and weekends. They're like 3 hours commercial-free, just taking your calls. Your calls are the best. So love and appreciate you all. All right, our special guest host takes over on the other side, Infowars.com. Do not share that link.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why Internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z from zmedia.com. That's Z-E-E-E or Z-E-E-E, three E's, media.com. It's an honor to be here with you all today, guest hosting, coming to you live from the testing ground of the New World Order in Australia. That's right. We were subjected to pregnant women being pushed to the ground, old ladies harassed, pensioners recently being arrested and accused of stalking the governor for peacefully protesting. The tyranny continues in the country of Australia. I'm going to bring a special guest on today, James Rogowski, who's following the developments on the WHO's international health regulations amendments. You need to know this information because they're meeting in secret this week as we speak, and not many people know about it. But we really are. James is on the screen right now. James, welcome.
Thank you, Maria. It's a pleasure to be here, and we've obviously got breaking news.
We do have breaking news. Before we get started, I just want to say, we really are in the eye of the storm. We are literally in the globalist waiting room, unwillingly, knowing that when the doctor calls us into that treatment room that we don't want to be in, it spells forced injections and re-education. This is where we are. The mechanisms of conditioning us towards this are already in place. They did this with the forced shots by way of taking your livelihood, even custody of your kids, which did happen to some parents around the world, lockdowns and psychological torment via the media. But what they're putting in place was this was the beta test. What they're putting in place is more than just a psychological war. We've entered into the phase of medical martial law, and that is not an overstatement. It already began with COVID, and what is coming is much, much worse. I've spoken about this topic like I'm beating a dead horse, but I really believe it's the most important news in the world right now. James is going to break it with me right now. No one has their finger on the pulse like him on the subject of the WHO. So, James, again, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Long story short, the International Health Regulations Review Committee, which only answers to Tedros Ghebreyesus, the Director General of the WHO, is meeting all this week, and their goal is to take a 46-page document, the current rough draft of proposed amendments to the International Health Regulations. They're polishing up the document. I would argue, and I think people in the future looking back will be able to see, that this is actually a founding, enacting document of the New World Order of the One World Government. There have been many proposals in the past, many plans in the past. This is when the rubber is hitting the road. They want to enact into legally binding international law amendments to existing regulations that give them powers that, you know, really should turn your stomach. They've got a self-imposed deadline of Sunday the 15th to hand these proposed amendments over to the WHO. The reason for that is, even though they don't listen to their own rules and they break them all the time, there is a rule in the International Health Regulations that that any proposed amendments have to be submitted 4 months in advance of when they would have a chance to adopt these amendments. And that will be happening from May 21st to the 30th. That's when they have all 194 member nations come together at the World Health Assembly in Geneva. Now, the event that's going on this week is confidential. All of the hand-picked technocrats that are meeting are sworn to not talk about it. I've sent all of them emails and they don't reply. What they are crafting are 46 pages that have been submitted from 16 different countries, including the United States, not including Australia, and many of those nations submitted on behalf of groups of nations, like the Czech Republic submitted for the European Union, and so forth. And the soundbite, I've prepared, both the soundbite for people who only want to, get a snippet. I've got the top 10 reasons, and there's the top 100. But essentially, the soundbite is one of the amendments that they would have would wipe out, cross out, remove respect for human dignity, human rights, and fundamental freedoms. And so that sets the tone for the 46 pages worth of just abominable things that they want to enact. And I really believe this can be seen as the founding document of what Alex has been talking about for decades.
You're absolutely right, James. The team's just bringing up your Substack. The radio viewers can't see this, but I encourage everyone to go to jamesrogusky.substack.com and read through some of his articles. As I said, no one has their finger on the pulse as far as monitoring the WHO and these proposed amendments like James. And so he's a very, very important guest today. James, I want to ask you, the 4 months in advance, so we were told that they wanted to finalize the IHR amendments and sort of put them into place by May of 2024. But we had suspicions that come May 2023, they were going to go full force with this. Whispers of timelines of, potential 5G attacks and things of this nature are coming onto through to my desk in the next 5 months. Do we think that they'll actually finalize the IHR amendments in May and rush this through rather than waiting until next year?
They have been saying for more than a year now that their timeline is shooting for 2024, but they've obviously set the stage so that if they wanted to, they could ignore what they've said in the past and they could vote to adopt these. Now, the concern, and I want to nip in the bud confusion that almost everybody has, we are not talking about the pandemic treaty. That is a completely separate thing. If you hear anybody use the word treaty, they're talking about something different. The setup with the international health regulations is much more concerning because it's an agreement that already exists. All of the nations on the planet have already adopted it and given their allegiance to it, if you will. And so if these amendments are adopted by a simple majority of the 194 nations, they become law. There will be no asking the Senate for their advice and consent, and there is not even a presidential signature needed. That happened back in 2007, and what was agreed to are if the amendments are passed, that's it. Okay, and so whether they choose to do that in 2024 or this year in 2023, our response needs to be no in either case. And what we need to do is start raising awareness now. Now, Maria, I have a little bit of a surprise for you. I did publish this morning an open letter to the United States Congress. It's the main article on my Substack. Tomorrow, I'll be doing a very similar thing for the people of Australia. We need to do this for every nation on the planet. I've tried to make it very easy for people to understand what is going on and also to reach out and essentially tell their Congress people or parliamentarians or whatever representatives they may have, you need to take a stand on what is your opinion about having a one world government, handing over sovereignty, human rights, fundamental freedoms and even our dignity to...
James, we're about to go to break. On the other side of this break, we're going to explain what the IHR is so that people know what action they're going to take. Stay with us.
Taping this important announcement on the afternoon of Thursday, January 5th, 2023. And that means you've only got 4 days to act if you want to get Vitamin Mineral Fusion and DNA Force Plus, both at 50% off. Next Monday, the products are going back to full price because they're close to selling out. You won't have more back in stock for months. Everybody should be on Vitamin Mineral Fusion and DNA Force Plus. Just look at DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and so much more. Document it to clean out your cells, your mitochondria. Take your immune system to the next level and even have your telomeres, that's your DNA, last longer. This is the opposite of what the globalists are doing with their poison shots. This is actually giving your body the tools it needs to regenerate. Get DNA Force Plus and Vitamin Mineral Fusion for a limited time for 50% off. You've got until next Monday, and your purchase supports the broadcast, keeps us on air. Please take action now for your own wellness and your own health and keep us on air. InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z, with special guest James Roguski here today talking about the international health regulations. Now, before we go into the action that countries can take, I want to actually define what the IHR is. So, the international health regulations, according to the WHO's website, are an instrument of international law that is legally binding on 196 countries, including the 194 WHO member states. The United States and Australia are both on that list. The IHR grew out of the response to deadly epidemics that once overran Europe. They create rights and obligations for countries, including the requirement to report public health events. The regulations also outline the criteria to determine whether or not a particular event constitutes a public health emergency of international concern. As we saw with monkeypox, they will declare a public health emergency of international concern at the drop of a hat. They don't actually need a pandemic. They don't need anything of concern in order to declare that. And all of a sudden, the world goes into panic. We get told which injections we have to take according to the agreements that the WHO has with Big Pharma, which, by the way, now Australia has pledged $10 million into the Global Pandemic Fund. We're running the Global Pandemic Center out of this country. It's why I keep telling people, watch Australia. It is hell on earth here. Even though it doesn't necessarily look like it, we are in the eye of the storm. And so we've pledged that money into the Global Pandemic Fund. What they can do with that is essentially now, with the proposed amendments that James is talking about, this information will literally save lives. They can then seize the funds that a country has pledged into that Global Monetary Fund and refuse to give them back to countries, which means that life-saving medications won't be supplied if you don't comply with their forced shots, their next round of Frankenstein shots. And believe me, they are coming. They've told us another pandemic is coming, and they're setting up the stage right now for it. So, James, I just want to go over some of the more alarming language in these articles before we actually talk to people about what they need to do. Article 3, obviously, I've raised this on this broadcast before, removal of human dignity, fundamental freedoms, and human rights. They want to scratch that out completely. It's so brazen. It's so in your face. It's unbelievable. What else should people be aware of within the amendments to the IHR, which are legally binding for the United States, Australia, and 194 countries?
The first article of the amendments defines terms. And what you have to know at a start is there are many words that are not defined, so they change the definitions all the time. Words like vaccine and pandemic and safe and effective and so on are not legally defined. So when you hear people using words that are not defined, you know they're lying to you. They're just making up the meaning as they go. What they would like to change, and it's very important, the World Health Organization under Article 23 of the WHO Constitution is an advisory body that can make non-binding recommendations. They want to scratch out the words non-binding, which would make it so that when they proclaim something, when they declare something, it's no longer just a recommendation, it's an order. And so they want to shift this all into a situation where rather than just recommending that a nation does something, and in Article 18, you can see that they've made recommendations to do quarantines, lockdowns, masking. The other issues are they want to have control over whether or not they can tell people to take preventative measures or injections like vaccinations. Really, it's wide open. You could let your imagination run rampant with you. They want to have the power to tell everybody what to do. And one of the main things that they want to institute was clearly the cat was let out of the bag during the G20 when the Indonesian health minister, who's really a banker, said very clearly that Indonesia was proud that they had submitted amendments to institute a global digital health certificate. Now, that's not just digital. They have a paper backup, so don't think that if you don't have a phone, you're going to get away from it. Essentially, they want everyone to have a QR code, which would access their private health-related data. Now, that's a clear violation of the right to privacy in the Fourth Amendment, and it's also a clear violation of the Tenth Amendment because the federal government does not have, in the United States, the right to control health. And so all of the state legislatures need to step up and defend states' rights because the United States, and they know this very well, and in the document that they signed in 2007, they clearly stated in the existing health regulations on page 60 and 61 that the federal government knows that they cannot make the states comply. It can only encourage them, and how that really works is they either bribe or extort them by saying, well, if you don't do what we want you to do, we're not going to give you money for this, that, and the other program. This is all an incredibly large, organized crime syndicate. You know, they're laundering money to feed their crony capitalist members of what I call the pharmaceutical hospital emergency industrial complex. They want to redirect billions of dollars into the pharmaceutical industry and use it as bribes to get nations who would love to have that investment, even though they don't realize they're investing things that are just, you know, poisonous. They want the votes for the promise of equity. And equity doesn't mean equality. Equity means money. And, you know, follow the money, people. It's always the case. They want to control your lives. They want to have a QR code that taps into your private health data so that they can say, well, you have to get this treatment, this preventative medications, these injections, whatever it may be. And in Article 2, they've expanded the scope from emergencies to anything that could potentially be an emergency. And so...
Yeah, so someone sneezes in Venezuela. Someone sneezes in Venezuela and they say, this could lead to a pandemic. We need everyone to take XYZ injection. And I'm not even exaggerating here, because if you read the WHO's Immunization Agenda 2030 document, they have in there that they want to introduce 500 new vaccines to the world by 2030. Now, some of those are, you know, on the regular schedule, and people have argued with me, some of these are on the regular schedule. Yes, but some are not. And they've told us clearly in Australia's pandemic preparedness plan, and I'm sure that every country has the same thing, that they want to preemptively vaccinate, and I won't even use that word, it's inject. They want to preemptively inject people for a potential pandemic, and this will be a lifelong cycle. Not just that, James. They want regular testing. They want to regularly collect data from people, including samples of their DNA and samples of their blood and God knows what else.
You know, to summarize it, they have no respect for your rights, your human rights, your fundamental freedoms. Maria, you're either reading my articles or you're psychic or both, or you're just paying attention, because you said Venezuela. And
oh, looks like we've lost James there. I'm not sure what he was about to say, but I'm intrigued.
If you
here we go. James, you're back.
If you go to catastrophiccontagion.com, you'll see that their latest tabletop exercise, their latest simulation, much like Agenda 201, that was just a couple of months before all of this happened with COVID. If you go to catastrophiccontagion.com, you'll see that their next problem is actually scheduled to be in Venezuela. And so it's, they're predicting a childhood outbreak. It's SEERS. It's an enterovirus. And basically, what they are crafting with these amendments is the ability.
Oh, it looks like we keep losing James there. What he was about to say is what they're crafting with these amendments is the ability to have an advanced system, much more than what they previously had. So as he said, before they were recommendations, and now it's talking about the WHO being able to enforce. So before, where countries were saying, oh, we're listening to the WHO's recommendations. No, now it's going to be, we're listening to the WHO's orders during the next manufactured pandemic, which Biden said is coming, Gates has said is coming, the WHO has said is coming, Australia said is coming, every country knows this is coming, it's only a matter of time, and the building blocks for them to be able to forcefully inject people, lock them up, re-educate them are being set up as we speak. This is a warning for the whole world. We'll be back right after this short break with more on this topic.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, we've got James Rogowski back now. He should be on your screen in a moment with more information on the IHR and what amendments and what action can be taken. He's put together a Substack for the United States. We've got Australian action happening. I've been in meetings this week with some amazing freedom fighters battling this, putting a stop to the IHR amendments. I want to just let people know the previous path that the WHO took, which was to go down the path of a WHO treaty, was actually stopped earlier last year. We got Stop the Treaty trending on Twitter. We got it all over social media. We campaigned. That's my part. It's the digital war. And then other people went and raised awareness on the streets, talked to people in parliament, in government. And the UK actually got involved. The UK, a legal case in the UK helped put a stop to the treaty dead in its tracks last time that they proposed it. So it is possible. I want people to know it's not a doomed situation, but it does require people to get involved and make sure that we put a stop to this. While we wait on James, I'll continue telling you about what's happening this time around. So Stop the Treaty, we won. We got it. That was a huge victory for freedom-loving people all around the world. Now we want to put a stop to the IHR amendments, and we can do it again. James, talk to us about what you've put together in the next couple of minutes.
Step number one is really very easy, and we're doing it right now, and everyone who's listening to this, if you just share this video, this audio, however you get access to it, 99.9% of people on the planet are unaware that this is happening. They've been trying to keep it secret, and while that's a curse, it's also a blessing. They would love to have nobody pay any attention to this, do it all in secret, have it pop up in May, and then just have a vote of ascension to it, and oh, there's no objection, so boom, it passes, and before you know it, you're in lockdown. When everyone is looking at it and they know what it is, because the WHO is trying to hide it, they've failed in the one thing that they might be sort of good at, which is they're not doing an enormous propaganda campaign. People have not been pre-programmed to believe, oh, we must give all of our power to the WHO and we must amend the international health regulations. When you share this information with the average person, they look at you sideways a little bit and they go, international health regulations, what are you talking about? Now, they may have heard of the pandemic treaty, and you just have to go, no. That's not what this is. If anybody says the word treaty, that is not what we're talking about. This is different. And when you show them just a little bit of information and they see that they want to cross out fundamental freedoms, human rights, and dignity, and they want to have vaccine passports and digital health certificates, and they want to give all power to one person to declare emergencies. And one of the things we didn't talk about was he would then have the ability to create an allocation plan, which is clearly Marxist philosophy. He would be able to tell country A that their manufacturers have to make certain products, pharmaceutical drugs and injectables, and provide them and give them to country B. You look at that and you go, well, I don't think it's what we want to have one person be in charge of the means of production of the pharmaceutical hospital emergency industrial complex. And so anyone who looks at this is gutturally, they're punched in the gut. These are the documents that are enacting the very thing that Alex Jones has been talking about for decades. It's go time, yes. People. Now is the time. And so I've put together a system by which it makes it easy to contact Congress. You can send emails with the push of a button, but that's not good enough. You've got to really get up in their face, call them, set up a visit. There are allies in Congress, not all of them. Many of them are probably for this. They are globalists. They want to give up American sovereignty and personal freedoms. But there are allies. We need to identify them, work with them. We've already done that in other countries as well. And now that Congress has finally, picked a speaker, now is the time to let them know that you, the people, we, the people, know what is going on in Geneva. Most of the viewers here know more about this already than most of the people in Congress. And so,
and I want to say something, James. A lot of people have lost faith in the government and their ability to respond to the public's demands. But let me tell you something. If it's not just a handful of people, if it's you, your neighbor, your brother, your sister, absolutely everyone that you know, your kids, your parents, if every single person hammers their members of Congress, hammers their people in Parliament. And again, I'm going to repeat, Australian Action is coming very, very soon. We've been in meetings this week. We've got senators on board. This is, we are doing something with this. But, if every single person just constantly brings this up with these so-called elected officials, they won't have a choice but to respond because they will be inundated. And this is what needs to happen. This is the most important issue facing the world right now. If we don't stop this, we will be controlled by terrorist Tedros, who has previously withheld life-saving medication in Ethiopia and also during COVID-19. Let's just be honest.
I have every faith in the world that the power of the people united is greater than the people who are illegitimately in power. And so our numbers are enormous, but we have a task that we have to accomplish. Number one, we have to share this information with people. And I'm so serious about this, I do something that everybody thinks I'm crazy. And that's why I glitched out earlier, because someone was trying to get in touch with me. You can call me directly. My phone number is 310-619-3055. I put it out there all the time. I am that serious about this. If you're serious too, call me. I'll answer any questions that you have. If you want to get involved in a bigger way than just sending some emails, let me know and we'll work together on this. This is a worldwide effort, but America has to lead.
James has been doxing himself online for the longest time, but he means it when he says it. He's been collaborating with people all over the world, helping other countries. He's helped Canada. He's helped Australia on more than one occasion. He's an amazing activist, an amazing human being, and that's why I brought him on today. James, thank you so much for all of the information that you've given everyone today. And again, head to jamesroguski.substack.com for more information. Share this information everywhere. Thank you again, James.
Thank you.
We really are staring down the barrel of complete and total control. And I think that those words aren't harsh enough. We're staring down the barrel of Joseph Mengele scientists, not even real scientists, being able to control every aspect of our lives, including our ability to manage our own health and our own bodies. And the problem is, what James is talking about here, again, it will paralyze the countries where they have to comply with whatever the WHO says. And we know that the WHO is a fake health organization. These people have zero interest in health. They have an interest in making children and women infertile in Africa. They have an interest in making the world infertile with their poison shots, and they've done so successfully, unfortunately, because of the people that didn't listen to the warnings in the beginning. And now we have this explosion of deaths, people dropping dead every single day, football players, the most healthy people in the world, athletes that have been training every day their whole lives to get to the point of being professional athletes, dropping on the field from cardiac arrest, and you want to tell me it's because of a hit to the chest? Pull the other leg. They did this successfully. They orchestrated the biggest depopulation and disability plan successfully with the help of the WHO. And the public is unaware. And yes, they are growing more aware. And yes, the resistance is rising. And you are the resistance. If you're listening to this broadcast, if you're watching it, you are the key to saving the world, to saving the planet. You are such an important role in history. I don't know if people hear that enough. I mean, Alex always says it, but maybe people take it for granted. You are the heroes of our age, the ones who are aware, who are not afraid of staring at the truth that is facing us. That is horrible to face. It is horrible to face the fact that there are globalists out there who want you dead, and that is the reality of the situation. It's not easy. But you are brave enough and you are courageous enough to say, right, I see this threat in front of me. I know that there are people that want me dead, and I'm going to do what I can to warn my neighbor that doesn't know that there are murderers after them and their children. You are heroes. You are the soldiers of this war that has been waged on humanity. So I'm asking you, please share this information everywhere. Continue to speak to strangers. Continue to educate people everywhere that you go. And I know that so many of you do. And I know that people are tired. Don't allow the globalists to wear you out. Don't ever allow the tyrants to rule your mind. You are stronger than them. You are better than them. Everything that you do counts. God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in today. Head to zmedia.com for all of my latest interviews on my Telegram for constant updates. That's Zmedia. And support this broadcast wherever you can. I'll see you soon.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.